Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Yeah, could I have a number three with cheese and a large coffee?
Wolfing down your lunch. Serving up today's top sports stories with Wolf and Luke.
Man, does this smell good.
All right, it is noon on a Thursday, and not just any Thursday. It is Draft Thursday. Aaron Maloney is here with Wolfing Down Your Lunch. Aaron?
I was going to say, after months of speculation, the NFL Draft gets underway tonight in Detroit. Currently, as we sit here right now, the Cardinals have two picks in the first round, number 4 and number 27. So could it be Marvin Harrison Jr., or will Monty Austin Fort make some moves? Here's the Cards GM last week when he was asked if he has an idea on if he wants to stay or if he wants to trade.
I have an idea, yeah. But I think really when that gets firmed up here is going to be over the next week as we talk through these scenarios. I think up until this point and up until next couple hours when we polish out that last 5%, I think it's about getting our board right, and it's getting comfortable with where both vertically and horizontally guys are on our board. And once we get through that point, then we can start talking about what different opportunities may or may not mean.
So what percentage do you think the Cards make a trade at 4? And what percentage do you think the Cards get Marvin Harrison Jr.?
I tell you, my percentage that they're going to take Marvin Harrison Jr. has gone up. It was like 25% for a while. I'm going to say like 55%. Because now
that's that still kind of low, I feel
you
like.
Think? All right.
Well, no. Don't make me change what.
I think going back now, and even that quote you just played, like you hear Monty, if you listen to it all through the lens of they're probably going to take Marvin Harrison Jr., like that answer makes even more sense, right? Like, yeah, I have a pretty good idea, but we're going to kind of finalize it here over the next week or so. Then at that point, why wouldn't you wait? You're not going to obviously make a trade before the draft if you don't want to make a trade because you want Marvin Harrison Jr., but during the draft, if some desperate team, Minnesota, calls you and offers you just something absurd, then it's still on the table till the last possible second. I'll go 60%.
I'm going to go 75-25.
Wow.
Okay. They draft Marvin Harrison Jr.
Show me up like that. Okay.
75-25. And the 25% will be the outrageous, ridiculous call that Luke is talking about while they're on the clock. That they just cannot say no to.
What GM do you think is the GM that doesn't want to make a trade that would just call Monty and be like, hey, what's going on? And he's like, okay, we're on the clock, get lost. You have a friend that in that position would just be like, hey, I just wanted to call and see how you're doing.
Yeah, no,
like, thanks,
that's
buddy.
Not going to happen.
Okay.
Who would you like to see them do at 27?
Edge. I would really like to see an edge rusher. But that obviously is contingent on what's available, right? Like, if all the good edge rushers
really
are gone,
is.
Then...
Yeah, for me right now, what I theoretically would love to see is Graham Bart being drafted at number 27.
What are you going to do if they get Graham Bart
tonight? And the reason why
I
say,
dude
will ball out. This is exactly what you kind of need, is a few guys. Isn't this right, Will Hernandez? A few guys that will fight you to the ground. Fight you all the way. Every play. Over and over and over again.
Thank you.
We don't. That's right. Just cut him off right now because we know what Marshawn brings. That's exactly what Grant Barton will bring. And you know what? If he's there at 27, and I don't think he's going to be there at 27, but if he is. Theoretically, I want to give Kyler Murray every opportunity to go out and have an unbelievable year. And that would be Marvin Harrison Jr. and that would be Graham Barton. Those two guys. Protect your quarterback. Protect your quarterback and your punter. For here is the winning edge.
The fallout continues around the Suns. They're down 0-2 in their series against the Timberwolves. So if the Suns have another early playoff exit, could they blow things up? Could Devin Booker want out? Here's Kevin O'Connor on the Bill Simmons podcast.
If you are Devin Booker, specifically, I think if you're the Suns, you want to hang on to these guys. You have nothing else you can do. You want to compete and hope you get lucky. But if you're Devin Booker, specifically, you're like, I'm 28 years old. I'm an all-NBA caliber player. I'm an all-star. I've been to a finals. I've flourished at the on the biggest stages. Do I really want to be here? If you're Booker, I think those thoughts begin entering your mind this summer, because why would they not? It's only natural when you're a competitor like that, when you have his mindset. So I think for Booker, he should be thinking about it, but I think it's too soon. It's 1 year too soon. But 1 year from now, I think it's very reasonable for something that big and that massive, a blow it up situation to occur for the Suns. But we're nearing the point that they should think about it.
Do you think the Suns' big three comes down to this game three?
I don't know how they can really blow up the big three, but I think this version of this team, as much as they can change it, will be changed if they go out quickly in this series. But I still kind of think the big three will be back next year unless there's some way where, like, realistically, it feels like the one guy that you could just up and trade easily would be Booker, and you can't do that.
Can you imagine? Somebody give me the torch. Ugly. Light the torches if Book gets traded.
I would not want to
yet
do
at
this
the same
show
time,
the next day.
At the same time, I have to say this right now. Book, this is your team. You have to lead this team. You have to. You've got to be the one. Nobody else. Go set the tone for everybody else, Book.